First and 10, Casey Westfield at their own 27. I formation, it's a toss left. Keeney, nice block by Livingston to free up some room. He does go out of bounds. It does stop the clock, but it is a nice run by Keeney, getting it out from the 27 out near the 33. Second down, I formation behind Britton. Here's a snap. Livingston gets it on the first man through. He didn't get very much. If he did get it, it's by the nose of the football, and that's it.
Yep. Nice run there, but didn't get a whole lot.
So the clock is rolling. Britton is asking the Whitecap for a measurement, and they're going to give one. So Livingston will give him 2 yards, and then it just depends on where the football is spotted.
Yep, and they're going to measure it here. That's a generous spot right now they have right now. He may have had the first down. He got it.
First down.
Nice play there, and another first down for Casey.
Casey Westfield at their own 36.
And Coach Bonner's got to be pleased with this, with the way their team's playing the second half. Man, this is – Casey really fought their way. Let's see if they can hold on for the victory here.
Showing a lot of heart tonight. So this drive actually officially started at the 26 because the 36 got him a first down. And now play clock at 5. Casey Westfield ready. Here's the snap. Britton hands it second man through Keeney. Now he fumbles the ball. It looked like he jumped back
on
it,
though. And I think he got the ball back. Wow, that could have been disastrous. Adam Keeney's fortunate to get that ball back, and Casey retrieves the football once again.
Timeout called by the Tigers. 26-24, Casey Westfield up by 2. Late in the fourth quarter now, I'm Brian Crozier. Matt Beck alongside from Paris High School, Tiger Stadium. 26-24, Casey Westfield up by 2. At their own 37, I formation for the Warriors. Britton under center, hands it off to Livingston, and Livingston doesn't give her much, and now they're saying there's a fumble at the end of that play. And the officials are untangling, and Paris has it.
Wow, tough break for Casey. Something Jay Bonner did not want to happen. You can't get the ball back, and especially with the field goal unit for Paris, this is not what you want. Casey's defense had to play lights out once again. Wow.
So a fumble on 2nd and 9. Paris has it now. 1st and 10 at the 37 with 2:14 left to go. It's a two-back formation. Dick hands it up the middle. And a good gain off the right side of the line. That's Nick Moeller. Listed as a receiver, but he's run it a few times tonight. Getting about 6, maybe 7 yards. We're under 2 minutes now to go.
And if you're Paris, you're going to run some time off that clock here.
1:53 to go. Same formation. And Moore's going to get it again. And now he'll break a tackle. 20, 15, 10, 5. Tackle made at the 5. And boy, it looked like maybe the left guard had a hold there, but not called. And that sprang Moeller. First and goal coming up for the Tigers.
And they're probably going to be content to run some time off the clock. And
Casey uses their final timeout, 26-24. That's a tough situation for Coach Bonner because you want to get your defense collected.
Yep.
And you want to use a timeout to do it. But now Paris could really run it down to the end.
Yeah, and even if they don't get the touchdown, they can still kick a field goal to win it. They have already kicked a field goal.
They officially spotted Moeller down at the 6. So it's 1st and goal from the 6. They do change the formation, and now handoff. Kohlmeyer, right side of the line, trying to push his way in, and now it's a scrum. And I have no idea. I think they've spotted him down at the 1. And that little delay just takes more time off the clock. We're down to a minute. And now to snap for Paris, a run to the right. Moore's going to get it again. And I think they have scored, yes, touchdown. Touchdown Tigers with 51 seconds to go.
They will probably go for the two-point conversion here.
Now the two-point play for Paris. Ethan Dick running right, trying to find a hole, and that was shut down well. And Casey Westfield gets a stop, but not at the time they really wanted it.
Yep, and 51 seconds to go, 4-point lead. Casey has to score a touchdown to win the ball game. I don't think he squibbed here.
Let's see what Landon Ingram will do. He's the place kicker for the Paris Tigers. Kicks away from the 40. It's a short line drive kick. Picked up around the 20. Being returned now by Richards, right side. Getting it to the 30. Has some room. 35, 40. Out of bounds just beyond
nice
the 40.
Nice
and
kick
no
return.
Flags. 30-26. Paris in the lead by four. 45 seconds to go in the fourth period. Brenton has a shotgun formation, gets the snap, looking left. Now he'll run right, scrambling. Now he'll throw right sideline. Richards is there, and incomplete. Apparently was out of bounds.
No harm done. Second and 10.
What a tough spot for this offense. Certainly not a Warrior offense that intends to throw it deep very often.
No.
So Brenton in the shotgun again with twin receivers left and a single receiver right. Gets the snap, looking left. He'll chuck it deep down the field. And coverage is there and a little overthrow.
That was a nice deep ball just out of the reach. And
good defense.
Yep. You can't ask for better defense than that.
Charles Bonner, the intended receiver, now third down. Third and 10, and with 32 seconds to go, Warriors need the 50 for a first. Two receivers now right, single receiver left. Brenton gets the snap, looking right. He'll fire, and it is caught after a juggle. It is a first down, and getting out of bounds, and that is a big time saver, Cole Gilbert.
Cole Gilbert, smart play. Wow.
You'd love to see the Warriors get one more first down to at least give Brenton half a chance. Now at the 49, first and 10. In the gun, getting the snap, looking over the defense. Plenty of time now, throwing left, and that is good coverage, and it's a little overthrown anyway, incomplete. 19 seconds left, second and 10. Warriors down 30-26. Can they pull something out of their hat? Here comes the second and 10. Twin receivers right, single receiver left. Brenton has the ball. Throwing over the middle. Caught by Cole Gilbert. He might go. 20, 15, 10. And tackled at the 5. Clock will stop for a moment with 8 seconds to go. Warriors need to get down and spike.
Wow, what a throw.
They need to get down and spike it here. The Warriors could run a play here and don't have to waste a down, although they need to get to the line is what they need to do.
Yep. Get to the line, set them down. And Jay Bowner's like, let's go.
There's been no signal about the clock. Still none. Warriors come up, and now they spike. 7 seconds to go. Now, if you're the Warriors, unless you take a ton of time on that first play, you should have two opportunities.
Yeah, you should have two plays.
So we have 7 seconds left. It's second down. Goal to go. The scoreboard says the 7-yard line. I'm looking at where that down stake is. I think it's about 7.5 yards to go.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter.
Unofficially, it doesn't really matter.
Second and goal. Football on to 7.5. Brenton in the gun. Gets the snap. Looking right. Rolling right. Does he have room? He's going to take it. No, he'll throw. Touchdown! Touchdown, Warriors! What a finish to this game. There is 1 second left, but the Warriors are on top again.
Brenton with the touchdown pass deep in the end zone. Just floated it in there. And wow, what a turnover event. 32-30, Casey. 1 second left in the ballgame.
Connor Sullivan with the catch.
And we call this number in the first half, Brian, but that was no bigger moment than that one. And Casey leads 32-30 with 1 second left. Wow.